When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Cut up, we're going to sit and spin, and based on the heat, we've got 10 hot songs on the way at 4:30. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jumping to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All of Michelle's a crew at North 40 wants to wish our friend and co-worker Macy a very happy 28th birthday. Can we get her the longest fart in the world, a your penis is too small, big old bong rip, and a barbershop face sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Ben the Bowtech.
I think this is the longest one we got.
Jesus.
Whoops. My bad.
What was that animal that did that?
That was a hippo.
Oh. That was the hippo farm.
Yeah, okay. That's what it's doing, its little marking thing.
Is that rubber one backed up at the zoo?
They should have.
Yeah.
Okay.
The key to that one is just the lady or the person at the end.
What Jesus. Was that?
Yeah, what was that?
You also, a barbershop, but we can get one.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
You ever heard the little squeak at the end of that hippo fart, too?
Let's play it again.
Very end of it, ekes out just a little bit more.
Wait for it.
That's a little finisher there. Yeah. A little aftershock.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, from sunny.
That's what it sounded like after I had shrimp cocktail for breakfast, burgers for lunch, and then went to dinner.
Sounds like you're gently taking the air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, from sunny San Diego, California. Today is my amazing wife, Christina's birthday. She's turning 32, does not look a day over 21. I believe that because I've been to San Diego.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Mother to Fiona Grace and Leland Graham. So in celebration, will you guys please play A Girl in Her Johnson, Time to Take Off the Leash, and Can the Dirty Germans Talk About What Her Navy Deep Sea Diver Is Going to Do to Her Tonight? Thanks, guys, and lots of love. That from Kyle.
Do you, girl in your Johnson.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, I guess the feeling that tonight he'll be what we call the deep V diver.
Yeah, so you know, the thing is, if he's a deep sea diver, it's this time he'll put his personal oxygen tank thing in your mouth.
Yeah, he's going to go clamming.
Can you breathe under the water with that? Oh, it's a snorkel's full.
Birthday day, guys. Turn of 45. Been listening from the beginning. Absolutely love you. I also wanted a birthday shout out, so I'm doing it myself. How about a fart montage and Coke Ted talking about what a teacher is supposed to do on a summer break? That from the lovely Colleen.
God, that's wet.
You're a teacher, you ask Coke Ted for advice, Coke Ted's gonna give it to you. First, we rage. Then we do stuff the kids can't do. You know what I'm saying? You sit in the bar at Red Robin, you're still coked out. You don't take naps because we're coked out. You do everything they hate. And then when they don't want to, you eat all the snacks because we came down.
Why would you do Coke and go to Red Robin? You don't want to eat anything.
They serve beer.
Oh.
And she could probably see her students on the other side and be like, ha ha, I'm not waiting.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Just remember, disclaimer, regular Ted does not endorse any advice you get from Coke Ted. His own person. I don't know what he's telling you folks to do. Wow,
10 hot songs coming up with Sid and Spence. We'll read you this email. It's Heat. Fellas, earlier I was catching up on the Odyssey app. You guys were talking about the hottest places you've been and how miserable they were. I could talk about visiting New Delhi or Bangkok and what that felt like. But the most memorable experience that Ted might appreciate is when I went to a musical festival called Splash House. It is a dance music event at three different hotels and their pools. They do it July, August, in Palm Springs. Brilliant. Ooh. First of all, spraying mist on people in 110-degree weather does nothing but make it brutally humid and borderline dangerous. It actually was hard to breathe. So we basically did not hang at the pools, and we just stayed on our hotel balconies and partied in our rooms instead. But the craziest moment during the event was the after party at the Palm Springs Airport right on the runway, outside of a hangar. Initially, it was amazing because the wind coming off of the landing commercial jets created a good breeze, keep everyone cool. It was also a sick backdrop. But at 11 o'clock at night, the airport and the runway closed. And somehow, at the exact same time, the winds coming over the mountains let up entirely, and the air went completely stale. The look on everyone's face was one to behold. It was instant pain. Every gorgeous person turned into a sweaty, disgusting mess. And half of the probably 5,000 in attendance went sprinting for Ubers, and the other half running for the bars. The poor bar staff were literally melting as they tried to get as many cold drinks out as possible while having no fans or anything to help them either. I might have been shrooming when this happened, and that only made it 10 times worse. I'll go back and do it all over again, though. It wasn't so expensive. Rock on, guys. That from Jonathan.
And in Palm Springs in August.
Yeah.
I mean, that is cooking.
Have you heard of that?
I was not familiar with that one. I just looked it up real quick. I was like, oh, that is in the heat of summer. Like, gracious. But it looks dope. If you're going back this year, go to that late night Diplo set for me.
And one more. Ola Bacholas, my husband and I worked at Beer Stir in White Center for a number of years,
nice.
All through COVID. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Beer Star. We didn't have a kitchen. We were allowed outside food in, and in the same building, there's a Little Woody's and a Zeke's Pizza, and we all shared a common bathroom. Now, there used to be a crawfish house across the street, and someone had eaten a mess of crawfish whole, like with the shells on, and they puked it all over the floor and the walls in the men's bathroom. And on the rug outside of the bathroom. It was horrible. And to make matters worse, the tiles in the bathroom were those tiny, like, octagon tiles. It was a nightmare trying to get all of the bits out of the grout. We had to take turns cleaning it up while gagging and trying not to throw up ourselves. One of the worst things in my life that I have ever smelled. They threw the rug in the dumpster. That crawfish house is no longer there. And also, guys, thank you for all you do. And we love you guys. If you're ever in Vancouver, Washington, come see me and my husband, Jeremy, at Lewitt Brewing, Thursday through Sunday. Same hours. We're going to hook you up with some beers.
Oh, nice.
So cheers.
I would say, too, that on that customer, if you're feeling that sick, like, I've been to Beer Star. Like, it's probably just as quick to walk outside as it was. I guess my point is, if you can't puke in a toilet, walk outside.
Go outside, yes.
Right? It's much easier to hose off than it is. They got the poor workers got to go in there.
Everyone is much more forgiving outdoors.
And you know. You can feel your mouth sweat. It's coming.
Come to it to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first,
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come to it to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Since they brought back the Dire Wolf, film director Peter Jackson is putting in a request that they bring back the Moa next, a giant flightless bird once native to New Zealand.
He's putting in a request now.
Pretty much.
Oh, if you guys did that, I got a few extinct things I'll have to get rid of.
Well, when you got a name like Peter Jackson, you got a little bit more.
It does help.
Reach, you know. Not to mention the guy wrote Lord of the Rings, or directed Lord
directed,
of the
yeah.
Rings. So. You know, he's got a.
This is a bad idea.
For the weird.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
I'm with Miles. Like, I don't know.
Some I don't care if it's a mole rat. Don't bring it back.
Has anybody seen Jurassic Park? Like, any of them?
Yes.
Right.
Do you know the origin story?
Sometimes dead is better.
Pet Sematary.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dire wolf. And then, like, yeah, like, at this point, like, let's see if dragons are real. Let's make one.
Right.
I mean, look.
How could this go wrong?
I know you're excited to realize that you can do it.
Right.
But back to Jurassic Park, like Goldblum said, like, all right, you can.
Right.
But there's a reason nature selected them to not be.
Yeah.
Let nature run its course.
Even if Jeff Goldblum gives advice in a movie, take it.
Take it.
Yeah. Right. Again, it was literally said in the movie. Your scientists spent so much time figuring out if they could, they didn't stop to think of whether or not they should.
They should.
Yes, right.
And then we watched the movie.
It was in the damn movie. And you know what? Things went wrong.
It's like when they shot that rocket off into the asteroid. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
Do you know the trajectory it's going to take?
Okay.
All right.
Here's
an article from a psychologist on a formula designed to help people move through depression.
Okay.
They say to divide your tasks by two. So I read a little bit more into the article. They say that there's a lot of patients that come to them that don't understand that depression isn't you feeling sad all the time. You feel empty all the time.
Okay.
It's something they say that depression manifests and causes people that it divides by zero, as it says. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's people with depression that have a hard time going to work. They have a hard time doing their chores around the house. They have a hard time showering. They have a hard time brushing their teeth. They have a hard time getting out of bed.
Because nothing's worth it. What is the reason? What is the point for this?
So
sometimes the next day they can get a week's worth done. So they get highs and lows.
Right. So what they're saying is to divide it by two. So, okay, you need to work out today. Well, I'm so down. I'm so depressed. I can't do it. Okay, let's compromise. Divide by two. Go out for a walk.
Okay.
All right. Sort of a thing. So it's right. Take it in little chunks is what they're basically saying there. I kind of enjoyed that one. Want to get that word out there. There's a new study that shows tortoises have similar feelings to our own, and that's why I like tortoises.
How do they know this?
I don't know.
I mean, what is the study? Did you put on terms of endearment or broke down in tears?
Right.
I mean,
it's kind of weird that you have, like, I know they're not related. Well, they are to turtles in a way. Well, yeah. Like a snapping turtle. That'll take your toes off or your fingers off or whatever the deal is. You get one of those giant they just kind of wander around and don't really, they just want to eat lettuce.
Yep.
They don't want to bother anybody.
Just want to eat lettuce.
Yeah. I do like the idea that somehow they figured a way to talk to them. It's just one of those really old ones. Like, I've seen a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot like you humans.
In my day.
And it's like, is he smoking a cigar? It's like, he's 118. Let him smoke it.
A lot of time goes by. I've seen a lot down here.
All right.
They're letting in the porpoises do whatever they want in here in the water.
Oh. They start talking to him. He's just an old racist.
That's right.
It's the porpoises that ruin the ocean. You know?
We started letting them vote, and then all of a sudden, the waters are full of garbage.
Now, look, my grandkids tell me, just because it has a blowhole doesn't mean it's bad. But from my point of view, you got a blowhole on the top of your head. Get out of my waters.
My niece Sally says she doesn't want to lay eggs, and I just think that this next generation's doomed. We're going to go extinct.
Get me another whiskey.
He drinks, and he doesn't drink your average, you know, corporate whiskey. He makes his own.
Either that or he drinks something just, you know, just gut rock awful. But in my day, it's all we had.
This got me through the Great Migration of 18 and 80.
Yukon Jack and Coral.
I've never seen Canada.
I got a DUI.
Back in my day, Canada was too cold for us.
Well, they won't let me in.
Across the border.
Like, why did we learn to talk to them? We should have just watched them in the water.
Bad idea.
Oh.
Yeah, they gotta be depressing.
We stormed off that beach after we hatched like the soldiers of Normandy. Very few of us made it.
85% of us were eaten.
Can tortoises swim?
Tortoises, yes.
Yeah, can they?
Tortoise.
The big ass ones that lived like 300 years.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I don't know if they can, Miles.
I don't think they can.
I think they can breathe underwater. Yeah. We're thinking sea turtles,
right,
boys.
Yeah.
He's right. Tortoises have feet.
Right.
So do you think
they're essentially dinosaurs.
Would they be more depressing than the sea turtle? Because the only sea turtle I have a connection with is Crush from Finding Nemo.
Sure.
He seemed like he was in a good place mentally. You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you're right. I was confusing him with the big sea turtle.
That's all right.
That's just the guy that lives on the land.
Well, I can't swim. Well,
I'm the guy that gets high and watches animal shows, so I was just checking in.
You know what I can outrun? Nothing.
I've seen even more than the sea turtle.
Have you seen the comedian who was on Conan back in the day, and she acts like a tortoise eating lettuce?
Oh, it's so stupid.
No.
But it's...
But it,
she you will laugh. Falling out of her face.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
A new study found that the concept of alpha male primates is a myth.
the guy that came up with the term said it's a myth.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about it before the show. It's like, right, the guy that wrote
the dude who invented the terms, like, it's not a real thing.
Right. Well, you're, I'm an alpha guy, you're a beta guy, it's bull.
Yeah. I mean, we've made it mean something.
No, you're just a
but
jackass.
But it only applies to humans. It doesn't really apply to others.
Right. I mean, sometimes just look in locker rooms, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, right? Like, it's all, right? It's all dudes.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys on the team that are better. But, like, that's one thing I like about a football locker room. Like, there's no one guy. There's no one alpha male in there.
No. Right.
They're all pretty alpha males.
Right.
Right. And if everybody doesn't work together, you know, none of it works.
You alpha suck.
That's right. There's an article that takes a deeper dive into how artificial light at night damages your brain health and metabolism.
Cool. More bad news.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say, if it's man-made, it's probably killing you.
That's...
And you know what? I'm okay with that. But can we stop nickel and diming me with every little thing that we've done that's making it bad? At this point, we're so brain damaged, poisoned, contaminated, and turned to toxins. Do we have any hope?
Right. Are we evolving beyond it?
Is our lifespan supposed to be 400 years? Are and we... all this crap that's going on took us down to 75?
Are we going to adapt to microplastics?
Possibly.
Right?
I mean, what damage is it doing now that they notice, other than noticing that it's in your blood?
Right.
So, and I think some of the phone screen time over the years will go down. It's kind of like that Gen Z doesn't drink nearly as much or party as hard. Like, I think some of them are like, oh, no, you can't have that much blue light.
Yeah.
It's destroying you.
NASA is working on capturing an asteroid carrying enough precious metals that it has an estimated cost of, wait for it, $10 quintillion.
Back to Jeff Goldblum.
I have bad news. You're not going to capture it. You might be able to land on it and mine it very little. You're not going to capture it.
No.
That's one. Two.
Damn.
And I said this to Miles. I'm like, it's amazing to me. And look, I'm a space nerd and all this kind of thing. But I'm like, okay, so you say something's worth money. And we will send robots up there. We will hyper-accelerate the program to go do this thing.
Of course.
But you ask some people if they have solar panels. So, like, if the things in space just hand you the thing, like sunlight just falls out of the sky and here it is, you're an idiot if you use that. But if it's a single rock floating,
we
right,
need the metals on that rock.
If it's dangerous to do the endeavor, we're like, hell yeah. If it's just on the house because the sun's just there, that's bad.
Like hydroelectric. You could put that at the bottom of the ocean and where all those currents are. Even if it's high tide and low tide, going in and out. All you need is a couple of big generators.
Nope.
Oh, so you kill some fish.
Yeah, but that stuff's not cool. Being like, I mine on asteroids.
You're right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's NASA that says this. Obviously, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They like to go into space.
You guys' cars clean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I took her through the car wash last night.
Yeah, mine.
What about inside?
There's a few empty cans of coffee cups in there.
Well, what if I were to tell you that there's some habits that you can do?
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Not have kids.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things people who always have clean cars do. Simple. Cleanliness is next to godliness, right? Sure. So you've been gone. Let's say out of town for a few days on a wilderness trip. Things get dirty quickly when you're off the grid, out in the cut. You'll no doubt have things to remove from your vehicle, like duct tape, a tent, even perhaps a dirty, stained tarp, a shovel that was clearly used for campfires, along with a bone saw and that piano wire. A quick trip through the car wash and some strong chemical cleaners ought to spiff up your nondescript SUV right away.
Criminy. Thank you, VD. So these are 10 things that people who always have clean cars do.
Yell at me because I'm their son. Just basing this on my father.
Okay.
You can perform an autopsy or heart surgery in his car and be less at risk of a contaminant than a hospital room.
Oh, no.
That dude, his car was spotless all the time.
And his doctor would let him perform that surgery in the back of his car, but not let you eat a Snickers bar.
I know, right? Exactly.
Bottom of the list, they say avoid smoking.
I don't smoke in the car.
Yeah.
Having been somebody that detailed cars, you could tell the ones that were smokers. Even if you couldn't smell it when you got in the car, it leaves a film all over the doggone place, and I had to scrub those windows 2-3 times to get all the doggone nasty off of there. Yeah, it says don't smoke, or at least don't smoke in your car.
But cars don't have ashtrays anymore.
They really don't.
Where's that cigarette butt going? Hopefully in a Gatorade bottle or somewhere else.
Right.
But not out the window on a day like today.
No kidding. They say watch what passengers bring into the car. If you want to keep your car clean, I think it's okay to be aware of what's getting into your car space. It's not about being rude, but just a quick check for excess dirt on shoes, messy bags, or containers won't hurt. While you're at it, make sure that your passengers take everything that they brought into the car with them when they leave.
Agreed.
Also, I'll just put this out there. It wasn't on there. I didn't quite consider, you know, the dirt on their shoes. If you're getting into somebody else's car on a snowy day,
bang your shoes.
Tap your heels together real fast before you get in there.
Yeah.
Let's just keep the water damage to a minimum and all the mud and nasty that's on there out of their place.
Same thing at the beach. Go ahead and give those sandals a good clap before you get in the car.
Yeah. Especially if they're slips.
Yeah.
Slip them right off. Look at that. You can keep your hands right outside the car. Use idling time proactively. Again, these are things that people always have their clean cars do. Stuck in a long line in a red light where you'll be there for several cycles of the light. That's a perfect time to proactively clean things up. Clean the clean car drivers, clean the dash as they're waiting. Parked in a parking lot, quick cleaning. They suggest that idling time also provides a great opportunity to wipe down the windows. A quick wipe down to the dash, console, door handles once a week. Keeps the grimy buildup at bay. Even a 5-minute touch-up makes a huge difference over time.
Just don't do it at that light.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Especially
because you're not paying attention.
Right.
And look, if I have to beep at you a couple times, we need to get this thing moving. So don't do it there. Do it when you get to where you're going, then do it.
Right.
Pay attention to what you're doing when you're driving.
Exactly.
There's a good text here. It says, I saw a handwritten note in dirt on a back window, which we see a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
You wish your wife was this dirty.
Oh, no. They say avoid clutter. Clean car people treat their interiors like their living rooms. No eating, no mess, definitely no clutter. Of course, storage space is limited in the car, but you can always do as someone suggests to make sure that keys, pens, receipts, lighters, they get stowed in the glove box or other compartments prior to picking up passengers.
What is in your glove box? For me, I'm the, we go somewhere, I'm grabbing a handful of napkins. There's the owner's manual and napkins. That's about it. And I feel that we use the napkins as tissues much more often than the owner's manual.
I'm out of napkins at this point, but I used to collect them. I don't stop at fast food near as often as I used to. So ran out of those. I think there's a couple Taco Bell sauces in there, but there's a bunch of CDs
just in case.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like there's pens. There's a roll of doggy bags and whatnot.
We have our pens are in the middle console with the gum. The napkins are in the glove box.
You'd be shocked.
Generally how it breaks it
mine
down.
Is insurance, registration, 3 napkins, and hand sanitizer.
There you go.
Good call.
And the reason is because when I got pulled over in Oregon, I had to go through all that crap to find.
Oh, right, right.
So I just wanted to make it easy. Like, if I'm going to get pulled over, I can just go, here.
You're going
to
get pulled over.
I know. Here you go, man. Right. That's why I'm trying to make it easier for the officer.
Yeah. I keep my registration in the console next to me.
In the
because I'm with you, just in case. I just want to be able to be like, here's my hands. All right.
I like to put it under the seat and say it's not a gun.
I like to put it in my waistband while I'm driving. Don't worry.
Right. They say to use floor mats. Again, these are things that people who always have clean cars do.
Who doesn't use floor mats?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Being a detailer, there was a number of cars I went through without floor mats.
Damn. I mean, they come standard and literally just leave them there.
Right. If you see somebody with a clean car in areas with rain, snow, or dirt roads, it's probably because they use all-weather floor mats. Using floor mats traps sand, mud, and water, which can be easily hosed down. And these also might be aftermarket ones. You know, the rubber ones really got big there for a little while.
Yep.
They're easy to clean off. Be careful when you grease them down because then, you know, your grandma can jump into your car and then slip on the floor mat.
Yeah, but I don't like grandma. It's cool.
Get a lot of ads for those. Again, some of the old man shows I watch.
Yeah.
That and the tack glasses.
You need these floor mats. The tack glasses. I've seen those.
Yeah, just like the military uses.
Vacuum the car interior weekly. They say vacuum the interior seats, floor mats at least once a week to combat dirt and crumbs. If you have floor mats, which you should if you want a clean car, remove them before vacuuming because debris has a habit of collecting around the edges of the mats and getting ground into the fibers for carpeting. Yeah. It's just a good practice there. Obviously, manage trash. What will you do with that paper waste, apple core, and other trash that tends to pile up in a car? According to a cleaning expert, drivers can clean cars, remove trash, receipts, wrappers with every drive, and to keep from the car from getting cluttered up.
Yeah, like I don't drive far enough often to eat, but if I'm driving to Portland, I'll stop. But like for some reason, the trash gets thrown out. But like. I can tell you right now, there's like 3 empty bubbly cans just sitting there, soda waters.
Mm-hmm. Just haven't gotten to it yet. Keep cleaning supplies in the car.
All right.
When anything spills, a crumb settles into a crevice in the console, or you drive down a dusty road with a window open, you're at a loss if you don't have anything around to use to wipe it up. They say keep a microfiber cloth in the glove box ready to tackle dust before it settles. A quick wipe down of the dash console and door handles once a week keeps grimy buildup at bay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I was driving, wasn't too long ago, but had one of those cops was like, ugh! And like I felt the phlegm come out of my mouth. But I just had the window rolled down, so I turned and go, phew! But I rolled the window up.
No!
So now I got this creepy, crawly wall crawler, like, coming down. This big greener.
Big old loogie.
On the inside. I got nothing to wipe that thing off. I'm just looking at it like, oh, God. What are you thinking?
Honorable mention, wipe up spills as soon as they happen.
Yep.
Which makes sense. And then they leave you with this one. The number one thing that people who always have clean cars do, or more accurately, don't do, avoid eating or drinking in the car.
Dude, I told you, my father, yeah. And he was always anal about his car. I knew that. I got into the movies with my buddy. I don't know, like 12 years old or something. He picks us up from the movie theater. I had a bag of peanut M&Ms. There were 3 M&Ms left in the bag. So I just kept them because I'm still chewing them as my father picks us up. We hop in the car. We're riding back. I tip the bag up. All 3 go in my mouth. My father makes eye contact in the rearview mirror and says, Steven, I found 1 goddamn M&M in my car. It's you and me. And anytime said it's you and me, it's like nothing positive. And I just remember thinking, like, bro, come on, man. Even if I drop an M&M, I can find it.
Well,
yeah, you never ate or drank anything.
It's a dad version of saying it's on site.
It's on site.
It is, man.
It's on site. A man was arrested right here at home in University Place for possessing drugs and explosives. Or was he?
Was he?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get there, by the way, the text line's blowing up. Everyone's saying, put baby wipes in your car. That's actually a very good call. That's a very, very good call. One guy even says, my kid's 14. Doesn't matter. Baby wipes are useful for life.
They are. And Burt's Bees makes some that don't smell as much like baby wipes.
That helps. Good on you. Thank you.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Today we toast 30-year-old Tony Rowe of somewhere in Ireland. Now, Tony is not what you'd call a pillar of society, but he is what you'd call, a prolific drug dealer, as he has over 100 previous criminal convictions for drug dealing. Well, he was recently in court for a sentencing hearing involving his most recent drug conviction, and in spite of sitting in court for dealing drugs, our man Tony was caught selling drugs to another convict in the same courtroom. He literally sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge, but he ended up getting caught because he sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge. So he got sentenced for whatever he was on trial for, and now he has another court hearing coming up. Dude has over 100 convictions.
In the courtroom. In the courtroom.
They don't even know how he got the drugs in there. You understand? He had been in jail.
Now they bring him what he does
to court to get sentenced. So, in theory, he had no real contact with the outside world. Who knows what he's doing there? But, yeah, and weed and Xanax.
Wow.
In the courtroom. Tony.
Come on, man.
Don't change a thing.
Tony.
So, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So, over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola. All right, let's get a contestant online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.